class football has been played in our broadcast area. That's Sundays at 7 p.m. throughout the entire season with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Huron Daily Tribune, sports editor Paul B. Adams.
That's right. Paul, Clark, and myself will update you on all of the past weekend scores and even debate some of the upcoming matchups next week.
It's our eight-man football feature game tonight, Morris at Deckerville, and you're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network.
There's no job too big or small for Lakeshore Improvements. When it comes to plumbing, heating, air conditioning, excavating, or geothermal, make Lakeshore Improvements your first choice. Mark and his crew manufacture and install fully customized cultured marble and granite countertops, shower walls, seat and window sills, and much more. Licensed and insured, Lakeshore Improvements will make sure that your job is done right the first time. Call Lakeshore Improvements 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833. They do it all: plumbing, heating, renovations, excavating, and geothermal.
Hi, this is Kim. Give us a call at Lakeshore Improvements for all your heating, plumbing, and excavating needs. Licensed and insured, call us at 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Carroll now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Carroll for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. Hi, this is Matt Revert from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. It's our geothermal upgrade event. Switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to a $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. In addition, receive a 30% federal tax credit. Start saving up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 989-269-5280.
This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. The orange tiger lilies of the summer's ditch banks are giving way to the blue chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune in to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWsports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your broadcast tonight from Deckerville, Michigan. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today via text message from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the typist of the tackle, Paul B. Adams. And, of course, our in-game analysis for WLEW Sports, Dave Hansen. Dave, every week we say we gather up as many football aficionados as possible, and we've never had more than two. So
apparently you must count that, so we can at least have three, I guess.
Well, Doug for sure, too. Oh, so.
Absolutely.
But I just thought that was always funny. But through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. So far, through 2 weeks, both Dave Hansen and Paul P. Adams have been correct in their predictions, but they have been swapping blows in regards to point differential. Currently, the standings are squared up at 1-1, with Paul Adams proving to be more accurate last week. Could this be the beginning of the end of the Dave Hansen era?
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here, Clark. We don't put the carriage in front of the horse or anything, so it's just a one little speed bump on the way to a three-peat is all that is.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for that week. Was the case last year, I think, three times. This year, none so far. Since Paul Adams won last week, the T is yours, and he texted me, Dave, and he's saying Deckerville by 26 points, 40-14.
Well, great minds think alike, Paul. I'm sure you're listening out there. I have to agree with you on a lot of that. Deckerville should win this game. They should win easily. We all have them favored to win the division here and obviously make a deep playoff run. They can score points. They have some big-time players back from last year. They have a lot of guys that have stepped up and filled their roles. I also like Deckerville to get into the 40s. I actually think they're almost going to get to 50. I got them at 48-20.
48-20.
Deckerville over Morris.
So doing quick math here. Dave Hansen has Deckerville win by 28. Paul Adams has Deckerville winning by 26. Best look to you, fellas. That means I have Morris, I guess.
Yes, you do.
All right, let's take a look at the other area games going on throughout the region tonight. We'll start in eight-player football. Throughout the region in Dryden, Michigan, North Huron still winless on the season, taking on the Dryden I'm not even going to say their mascot.
Don't go there.
Let's go.
Let's start with Dryden. I still think Dryden's going to get win number two. North Huron's still going to be looking for their first win. Rebuilding year, new coach, still working on getting things back together over there in North Huron, but I'll take Dryden in that one.
Caseville is traveling to New Haven to take on Merritt Academy.
You know what? Caseville has an outside shot in this one. I think it'd actually be a decent game. I think New Haven Merritt, though, gets win number three.
Peck is taking on Kingston. Kingston's winless on the season. Peck 2-0.
It stays that way. Peck gets 3-0. Kingston goes to 0-3.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Flint, Michigan, that's Saturday on a beautiful weekend, Flint International is hosting the Owen Gage Bulldogs, 2-0 on the season.
Again, Owen Gage going to go to 3-0. They are the best team in that area, so I expect them to win that game as well.
And then, of course, our last games tomorrow night in Mayville. Mayville is playing host to Elyria Open Door Christian Academy from Ohio.
Can you say that again?
Elyria Open Door Christian Academy of Ohio.
Well done. I'm rooting for Mayville in this one to get their first win. Both teams 0-2, trying to get in the win column. Let's root for Mayville in that one.
Into 11-player football, it is a straight crossover week in the Greater Thumb Conference, the East facing off with the West. And in fact, all of the Greater Thumb East teams are on the road to the West teams. I'm not sure how that works, but Harbor Beach is at Reese. Reese 2-0 on the season. Harbor Beach 1-1.
Harbor Beach coming off a tough loss against Beaverton last week. Reese rolling to 2-0. Maybe they're back. You start to hear, is Reese back? It's in Reese. I expect a good battle, a close match. I'm going to take the home team, Reese, to go to 3-0.
Ubley is at Vassar. Ubley 2-0.
Not even close. Ubley's going to be 3-0. Vassar is very much down from last year. Ubley hitting a stride right now. Matt Mychek really settled in at the quarterback position. Ubley goes to 3-0.
Sandusky is at USA. Should be ugly.
Yes, it should be. USA got back on track last week. Looked really, really good. They're going to continue to roll. Sandusky has no idea what's going on there right now. They lost everybody from that great team last year and still don't quite have their feet underneath them. Supposedly starting five sophomores right now. So they're a young team. USA wins.
Brown City is at Cass City. Cass City, of course, lost to Ubley last week, but is 1-1 this season.
They lost a close one in Ubley last week, a tough road match. Cass City gets back on winning ways, wins by multiple touchdowns tonight.
And Memphis at 0-2 is taking on Bad Axe in the county seat of Huron, who's also 0-2.
Well, Memphis is very young. They're struggling, low numbers. Bad Axe, big numbers. I love Ryan Haleski, what he does. I think the line has a little easier matchup this week, keeps McVay upright. Bad Axe gets win number one.
Those are the games, of course, around the region. Aside from our game in front of us, the Morris Orioles taking on the Deckerville Eagles in Sanilac County on the home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the Morris Orioles on your home for high school football, Sports Radio 102.1.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a